Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Gold. All right, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dal, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol cried out to Kosh Baruch that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah caused the destruction of the base of Migdash and the subsequent Galus, Badain Humarakim Beinan, and it still dances among us. Since this desire was only given to reward those who overcome it, they said, well, Ihu Beinan V'Agri Beinan, we do not want it, nor the reward for overcoming it. They fasted and davened for 3 days and nights, and a note fell down from Shamayim with the word Emes, indicating Kosh Baruch's consent. It emerged from the Kodesh Kadashim in the likeness of a lion cub, and they put it in a lead cauldron with a lead cover to contain its voice, so Kodesh Baruch should not have mercy on it. Realizing it was an Eis Ratzon, they attempted to similarly end the Yetzer Hara for Arayis and imprisoned it for 3 days. However, they could not find any freshly laid eggs, since the desire for procreation was subdued. Therefore, they released it, but blinded its eyes, and thereby achieved that a person does not desire to sin with relatives. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amunav listed Avodah Zorah and Moloch separately as sins subject to skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zorah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with a standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable, in contrast to any Avodah Zorah. And if he offers his child, meaning the service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not chayv. This is a machlokas in a brisa where the Tanakhama says, Echad l'moch ve'echad l'shar avodah zarah chayv. Whether one offers his child to Moach or to any other idol, he's liable because Moach is a type of avodah zarah. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says, one is only liable for doing so to Moach. Abai says that Rabbi Chanina ben Tigonius holds like Rabbi Elazar because he taught that the Torah uses the term Moach, ruler, to include kol shehim lichu alehem, anything that make as a ruler over themselves, even a stone or twig, in the Moach prohibition. This indicates that Moloch is distinct from Avodah Zorah, which is accepting a deity. Rava says these two Tanaim disagree regarding a Moloch Arai, temporary Moloch, such as a stone or twig, which is unfit to be a permanent ruler. And point number three, the Mishnah say that one is not chayav for giving up his offspring to Moloch, ad sheyimso lemoloch v'yavir be'esh, unless he hands over the child to Moloch and passes him through the fire, but not if he did one without the other. Riana explains that handing over the child means to the Misharsi of Avodah Zorah, servants of the idol who pass him through a fire. A brisa derives these requirements from Psukim and additionally derives that it be specifically the Moloch and that he be passed through a fire. Rav Yudah says, Eno chayv ad sheyivarenu derech havara. He's not chayv unless he passes his child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with a fire on either side. The child is passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says, Kashem Mavata Dapuria, like the leaping of Purim, the person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol cried out to Kosh Baruch Hu that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah caused the destruction of the base of Migdash and the subsequent Galus, Vadayin Humarakim Beinan, and it still dances among us. Since this desire was only given to reward those who overcome it, they said, well, Ihu Beinan V'Agri Beinan, we do not want it, nor the reward for overcoming it. They fasted and davened for 3 days and nights, and a note fell down from Shamayim with the word Emes, indicating Kosh Baruch's consent. It emerged from the Kodesh Kadashim in the likeness of a lion cub, and they put it in a lead cauldron with a lead cover to contain its voice, so Kosh Baruch should not have mercy on it. Realizing it was an Eis Ratzon, they attempted to similarly end the Yetzer Hara for Arayis and imprisoned it for 3 days. However, they could not find any freshly laid eggs, since the desire for procreation was subdued. Therefore, they released it, but blinded its eyes, and thereby achieved that a person does not desire to sin with relatives. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amunav listed Avodah Zorah and Moloch separately as sins subject to skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zorah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with a standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable, in contrast to any Avodah Zorah. And if he offers his child, meaning the service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not chayv. This is a machlokas in a brisa where the Tanakhama says, Echad l'moch ve'echad l'shar avodah zarah chayv. Whether one offers his child to Moach or to any other idol, he's liable because Moach is a type of avodah zarah. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says, one is only liable for doing so to Moach. Abai says that Rabbi Chanina ben Tigonius holds like Rabbi Elazar because he taught that the Torah uses the term Moach, ruler, to include kol shehim lichu alehem, anything that make as a ruler over themselves, even a stone or twig, in the Moach prohibition. This indicates that Moloch is distinct from Avodah Zorah, which is accepting a deity. Rava says these two Tanaim disagree regarding a Moloch Arai, temporary mulch, such as a stone or twig, which is unfit to be a permanent ruler. And point number three, the Mishnah say that one is not chayv for giving up his offspring to Moloch, ad sheyimso lemolch v'yavir be'esh, unless he hands over the child to Moloch and passes him through the fire, but not if he did one without the other. Riyana explains that handing over the child means to the Misharsi of Avodah Zarah, servants of the idol who pass him through a fire. A braisa derives these requirements from Psukim and additionally derives that it be specifically the Moloch and that he be passed through a fire. Rav Yudah says, Eino chayv ad sheyivarenu derech ha'avara. He's not chayv unless he passes his child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with a fire on either side. The child has passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says, Kashem Mavata Dapuria, like the leaping of Purim, the person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Samech Daled, and our standard Siman relates to Sod, a secret, and we use a secret agent for the Siman. So here goes. As a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitzahara for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zarah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't Chayev, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child as if it was Purim. Once again, slow motion. A group of secret agents. Secret agents? That must be more Daf Samach Dalad. Sod. As a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitzahara for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Eitzahara for Avodah Zarah, but came to realize that doing the same for the Eitzahara for Arias wasn't viable. So as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zarah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't Chayiv, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph listed Avodah Zarah and Moloch separately as sins subject to Skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zarah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with a standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable in contrast to any Avodah Zarah. And if he offers his child, meaning as a service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not Chayiv. So, as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zarah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't Chayiv, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child, as if it was Purim, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the description of the Moloch service. Rav Yehuda said, he's not Chayiv unless he passes a child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with fire on either side, and the child is passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says it's like the leaping of Purim. The person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. So once again, as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zarah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't Chayiv, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child as if it was Purim. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is a smiley face sticker. So here goes. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with Hashem's name, the judges rise and tear their garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounces from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elokim li Alecho, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's Kinui, his subordinate name of Elohim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shema Mefarish should certainly rise. So the non-Jewish king, who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned, was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya said, Hoshamei Azkar Bezman Hazeh Eino Chayv Likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments, because if you don't say so, all his garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolaters' blasphemy, which they do with a kinui, since they're not familiar with the Shema Mefarash. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with a kinui. So the non-Jewish king, who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned, was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, handed another Jew a skila sticker for a serving of Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the forms of Avodah Zarah which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, or shecks, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to it, Echad Mekabel of Eloka, accepts an idol on himself as a deity, or says to it, you are my God, he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losa, say, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmi explains the first phrase, ha-oved, to mean ha-oved kadark, one who serves an idol in its usual way. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use a magician doing the saw person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician with the saw, that must be on Daf Samachov. When the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, which reminds us, there's a machlokas regarding one who instigates people to worship him, and they say, yes. Reb Meir holds they sincerely accepted to worship him, and he's liable as a Macy's. Reb Yudah holds they are insincere because they reason, what difference is there between him and us? Rather, their consent is mocking him. So when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which reminds us one is only liable for a verbal commitment where the Macy's told them, kach ochel es kach shosa, this is what the idol eats, this is what it drinks, or kach mativa, kach maria, this is how it benefits, this is how it harms. Since he was told of its powers, he's unlikely to reconsider. Rava bases this on the pasuk commanding him not to listen to a Macy's attempt to convince you to serve idols close to you or distant from you. This is to teach Mativusan Shalkrovim from the nature of the nearby idols, which you know are powerless. Atalamid Mativusan Shalrachok, you can learn what the nature of the distance idols is, and should not be swayed by the Macy's claims about its supposed powers. So, when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which when finally did out of fear he was going to be cut in half, which reminds us, the Gemara says, if one serves idolatry out of love or fear of someone urging him to serve it, but he did not serve it sincerely, Abai says he's liable, the Hapalch, because he served it. Rava says he's exempt. If he accepted it as a god, he's liable for worshiping it, but if not, he's not. Daf Samach Beis, so the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When Havar is submarine, that must be on Daf Samach Beis. When the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattis offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos, since all malachos were already prohibited. Rav Yossi says, Havar l'lav yatza, kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment, in contrast to all the malachos which incur skila. Rav Nassin says, Havar l'chalik yatza, kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a karmel chatas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar l'lav yatza because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets v'asa ma'achas mehina, and he will do from one of them as teaching two different scenarios. So, when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattis offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chattis, despite doing different avodos b'shogeg, which reminds us, Rabbi Zakeh was quoted as teaching a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause states, Chomer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvos. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvos, meaning one is liable for multiple korbanos for multiple malachos dam b'shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvos. The Gemara says the brisa can be contrasting two malachos, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zorah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kitar b'nisach b'helam echot. If one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol in one period of unawareness, eino chayv el achas, he's only liable for one carbon based on a drasha on the next daf. So when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattis offerings from multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine carrying a passenger with one chattis, despite doing different Avodah b'shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalev and would be chayev since he got pleasure, which reminds us, one is chayev from his aseg for chalavim va'arayos, such as in the case where one thought he was swallowing saliva and he was swallowing chalev. He's chayev because he derives pleasure. One is pater in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to live something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malach is machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. Dav Samach Gimel. So the similar Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy on the segue, that must be on Dav Samach Gimel. The boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt, which reminds us, when the Jews were worshiping the eagle, they said, "These are your gods, Yisrael, asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from Mitzrayim." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Imale vav shebahalucha, were it not for the vav in the phrase who brought you up, which made a plural, nitchaivu rishem shel Yisrael kliya, the wicked among Yisrael would have been liable to destruction." Their usage of the plural indicated they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. So, the boy in the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa, v'shem elohim achirim v'tazkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, "Wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so." So the boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call it to meet him by the Avodah Zorah, not that they believed in it, but so they could marry their family members publicly. Which reminds us, Rav said, Yodin Yisrael ba'avodah zorah she'ein ba'mamish. The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. V'lavdu avodah zorah elahati lehem arayis b'farhesia, and they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have the description of the Moloch service? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss what the din is in a case where someone instigates others to worship him and the people respond yes? That's on daf Samach Chav. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Eitz Hara for Avodah Zarah? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn that the source for standing upon hearing Hashem's name is learned from Eglon Melech Moav? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number five, which daf do you learn that Jews only worshipped idols to permit arayas to themselves publicly? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we have because if one is chayav if he serves an idol out of love or yira of someone urging him to serve it? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have machlokes if Moloch is a form of Avodah Zarah? That's on daf Samachdal. Good. Number eight, which of the one that any mitzvah which was told to Bnei Noach and repeated at Har Sinai, Lezeh Lezeh Nimra, was told to both groups to observe? That's on daf Nuntes. Good. Number nine, which of the one that one who thinks he's swallowing saliva but is in fact swallowing chalev is chayv since he derives pleasure? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 10, which daf do you discuss the implications of the word halucha in the incident of the eagle? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.